What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 519. In this episode, I'll discuss new compatibility information for IV hydrocortisone infusions. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode. 519. Current surviving sepsis campaign guidelines recommend giving hydrocortisone 200 milligrams per day to patients with septic shock and inadequate response to vasopressor therapy. This is typically administered in one of two ways, either intermittent bolus doses of 50 milligrams hydrocortisone IV Q6 hours or continuous infusion of 200 milligrams hydrocortisone over 24 hours. Many clinicians prefer the continuous infusion of hydrocortisone because of data showing a lower rate of hyperglycemia when compared with intermittent dosing. This effect has been demonstrated in both retrospective and randomized prospective trials. However, critically ill patients with septic shock often require multiple simultaneous infusions, and if IV compatibility is not known, an additional IV line may be needed to be placed to accommodate infusions with unknown compatibility. These additional lines are not without risk to the patient, as thrombus formation, vascular injury, infection, and line misplacement are all potential consequences of additional central line placement. The authors of a recent study in American Journal of Health System Pharmacy examined the physical compatibility of hydrocortisone with a number of commonly used IV medications. The study mixed hydrocortisone in a simulated Y-site scenario with 13 different medications and examined physical compatibility by both visual and turbidimetric assessments. All 13 of the medications were found to be physically compatible with IV hydrocortisone 1 mg per ml. As the authors concluded, hydrocortisone was physically compatible with acetaminophen, albumin, cefepime, ciprofloxacin, sisatricurium, doripenem, epinephrine, esomeprazole, ibuprofen, levofloxacin, levothyroxine, meropenem, and norepinephrine in simulated Y-site admixtures for up to 1 hour. Each medication in the study was either a commercially available preparation or, when no such preparation was available, diluted with normal saline or sterile water according to manufacturer directions. Concentrations used were logical for medications that are given via IV minibags, such as cefepime and meropenem. In the case of epinephrine and norepinephrine, the concentration tested was 128 mics per ml to represent a need for infusions at maximum concentration to reduce excess fluid administration. This was a well-thought-out physical compatibility study that provides practical information for clinicians who wish to administer hydrocortisone as a continuous infusion while minimizing the need for placement of extra IV lines. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.